My name is Joseph Magai. Your name and who you are?
My name is Ibrahim Oba. I'm the special assistant to the Registrar University of Sierra Leone.
And we've got information that the university has taken a decision to rusticate students from the university. Can you please throw light on this?
Yes, indeed, we received a report from the Fubi College Discipline Committee on the number of cases of students who were involved in examination malpractice as well as fraudulently faking registration slips, and they were investigated and recommendations were made to the university, and now the Vice Chancellor and Principal has, on behalf of our Senate, taken action, and then the students are now being penalized accordingly.
So can you please take us through the various offenses?
Well, we have about four categories of offenses. The first one, we have students who use fake registration slips, and then 130 of them. And the second one here, a student caught with foreign materials, the normal examination malpractice. And we also have students who refuse to submit their answer booklets for we don't know what reasons. And also we have students who use answer booklet different from the ones they were given in the exam hall.
Okay, so what were the penalties for all of these offenses you've highlighted?
Well, we had various penalties, definitely depending on the case. For students who were caught with the fake registration slips, they are rusticated for 2 years. And for students who were caught with foreign materials as first-time offenders, rustication for them is 1 year. Students who refuse to submit their answer booklets also are being rusticated for 1 year. Students who use answer booklet different from the ones they were supplied will also lose one academic year, that is, they are rusticated or suspended for 1 year. Students caught with headsets also are rusticated for 1 year.
So you've already said we've got 130 students that were caught with the offense of fake registration slip. So how many others are in the various categories you've highlighted?
Okay, in the other category, the category B, students caught with foreign materials are 16 of them, and the ones who refuse to submit their answer booklet, 10 of them, and we also have two who we are caught with answer booklet different from the ones they were supplied in the exam hall, and then there was one student who was caught with a headset.
So when did you set up this committee to investigate this whole thing, and when did they make their report to you?
Well, actually these offenses were committed during the first semester examination, that was in June 2017. The committee was constituted on the 19th of June 2017, and they completed and submitted their reports on the 13th of September 2017.
So you've now taken this decision, all rustication, and there is no expulsion. Is that the case, that because the offenses were not that too grave, that was why you only rusticated instead of expelling them from the university?
Well, the committee considered, according to the report, for what we've read, they considered other circumstances for some of the very grave offenses. Normally, those first-time offenders will get a year or a couple of years of rustication, and if the person should repeat again after coming back, then obviously the person will be expelled. So the committee, in its wisdom, decided that for most of these offenses, rustication for now is the best way to go.
So is this the first time that the University of Sierra Leone has taken such actions against offenders of various offenses of the university?
No, it's not the very first time. We have a track record of taking action against students who are caught in examination malpractice or students who in any way violate the policies of the university. Once you are investigated by the requisite committee, recommendations are made and action is taken to ensure that the person is penalized accordingly.
So should they return after the end of their rustication, what will be their fate in the university?
Well, definitely we believe when they come back, they will come back conscious, now, knowing that they have to abide by the rules and regulation. We have a policy on examination. We have policies on how students should comport and conduct themselves in campus or on campus while they are with us in the university. But let me just hasten to say that they have the right to appeal this decision. This is just a decision from the committee set up to investigate. For those I already know that some of them are still pleading that they are not guilty, they have the right to appeal to the requisite appeals committee. And once the action is once their appeals come in, the committee will be constituted. They will look at their appeals, and for those who are able to convince the appeals committee, this decision will be overturned. But for those who will not be able to convince the committee, they will have to wait for the requisite number of years. For those who are on 2 years of rustication, for those who are on 1 year of rustication, it will mean that they will have to come back this next session coming, but then they will lose the whole of the 2016-17 academic year. And we believe they will come back very much conscious, knowing that this time around they have to abide by the rules and regulations. Let me just tell you something. We have students who realize that they could not pay fees, and they wrote to the registrar explaining that they wanted to defer the course because unfortunately they could not get money to pay. If you are a student, you have taken classes for the whole of the semester, and during exam you cannot take the exams because you have not paid, you have the right. We have a policy that says you can write for deferment, and deferment will be granted. You come back next year, even for the second year, you can also appeal for the extension of the deferment. So all these provisions are there. We keep on telling them about these various policies during the orientation. Whenever we meet them at orientation, you have the matriculation ceremony. Whenever we engage with them, we tell them. But unfortunately, some people just want to do things their own way.
Okay, so finally, is it that all of the various faculties we are involved in this? You know, we have the arts, engineering, and the likes. So, we are they involved in this?
Of course, all of them we are involved. Students from the Faculty of Arts, Faculty of Engineering, Faculty of Pure and Applied Sciences, Social Sciences and Law, across board at Fulbe College, all faculties we are involved.
We are talking about one of the oldest and probably the most improved tertiary institution in Sierra Leone, and we are getting all of these. So is it a move taken, deliberate attempt taken by the administration to prevent such occurrences in the future?
Well, like you know, this is not new, and it's not only limited to Fulbe College or the University of Sierra Leone. Examination malpractice and students attempting frauds of various forms is not limited to us. But what we can do as an administration is to take action. Once we have breaches, we set up the requisite committees. They look into those breaches, and if they find the people involved guilty, they recommend the requisite penalties. And we will continue to take action until students realize that they should not be in certain things. This is a problem, like always, is a wider societal problem. Students coming from school, from the schools these days, they come up with their own attitude, they have their own expectation, they have their own way of trying to do things. But we try to ensure that they realize that the university is a different community, and here we play by the rules. So we are ready whenever we have such cases to investigate them thoroughly and come up with the requisite recommendations, and the necessary action will definitely be taken.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much.